So I thought I'd talk with you guys a little bit about both the fishbowl and the presentation that each of you have that coming up different weeks. Just to clarify to people what we're doing and remind you where to read about it. So next week, we begin to have some of this. The fishbowl begins next week. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. It starts the week after next, so that gives us even more time. That's great. So on November 2nd is the first fishbowl. Remember what the fishbowl is the people who are listed. In this case, the first group are Naomi, Anthony, Jay, Atto, and Theodora. Begin our class together, just having a discussion on their own about the readings. So what they do is what we always do together, right? They come with their questions and their comments and their observations, and they talk about it together just in that small group of people for the first 15 minutes. With none of us doing anything really, we just observe. That's why it's a fishbowl. We're sort of observing the conversation, taking it in, and it might inspire us to contribute after the fishbowl is done, right? And so those people, just like every week, everyone's responsible for the readings, but those people want to be especially on top of it that week, just so that they can engage in discussion together in the small group. So that's what the fishbowl is, and it lasts for 15 minutes without me being involved, right? So that's described to you towards the end of the syllabus under assignment descriptions. It spells it out more fully there, and you can look back to that. So, and then you can see who's up for that following week, November 9th, etc. So the names are always there in bold beside the thing. The other thing we have coming up in the same week it starts is presentations, where an individual is presenting on their chosen topic. Remember that your chosen topic kills a couple birds with one stone. Maybe even kills three birds with one stone. You don't want to kill any birds, but anyways, metaphorically kills three birds with one stone. Because the topic you chose, or were given rather, just because of the number of people I had to give them to you, or at least I think I gave you a choice and then selected which of your options to take. So that topic you chose, it's usually a movement or a particular apocalyptic incident or a particular apocalyptic movement throughout history. The whole point of that is to give us a sense of this apocalypticism we're seeing in the ancient world having a legacy, having a continuation in the way that it influences history, in Western civilization at least, throughout his throughout Western history. But it's even Eastern history too, because I don't think anyone's presenting on, just as an aside, I don't think anyone's presenting on, and if anyone wants to switch, they could. Where is it here? Just to give you a sense of things. Hung Xuechuan's Heavenly Chronicle and the Taiping Rebellion in the 19th century is in China, and it involves an entire giant war with thousands and thousands of people killed. And it's all inspired by an apocalyptic tract of a missionary that is interpreted by a particular person in a particular way. So Aiden is signed up for that. So there we go. Aiden is signed up for it. So it's not just Western history. The West, as you know, is a colonial power. The Western powers, the European powers, were colonial powers. And for that reason, and the United States still is a colonial power, even though that's not the exact words we use. So for that reason, apocalypticism continues to influence things throughout the world through that sort of extension of colonial attempts to stretch out into the rest of the world. But anyway, so both East and West, we're getting an idea of legacies in all of the presentations. And so one of the things you'll want to do when you're presenting is sort of connect the movement you are looking at to some of what we've been learning in the ancient context. You don't want to be obsessed with that aspect of it, but it's something you do want to do in the presentation, right? Is make it so the rest of us sort of see, oh, this connects. I see how it connects with some of what we've been learning in the ancient world. And this is sort of the continuation of some of the things we've been learning, even though it's different and has its own peculiarities, etc. And then the main focus of the presentation is you just teaching us about that particular movement, because none of us will be specifically studying about it. You're going to be the expert on that, coming to teach us about it. And when you're teaching us about it, the description is where, right above that. So at the very end of the syllabus, you get the description of what you're doing. You will each present for 15 minutes on a figure or movement relating to the history of apocalypticism. This will require you to find and study at least three scholarly sources, articles or books, and at least two primary sources. In other words, sources from the people you're studying, or at least contemporary with the people you're studying. Sometimes, with depends which presentation you're doing, sometimes we don't have actual material or article written material created by the people you're studying, in which case primary sources are the sources contemporary with that movement that describe it. In other words, if you're studying the 1500s, you would be looking at writings from the 1500s talking about the movement you are studying. So that's primary sources, right? Things from the time you are studying, from the previous time you're studying, or things produced by the very people you are studying, or a combination of those. Sometimes you don't get things by the people you're studying, though. So that's primary sources, and the scholarly sources are just the scholar explaining that historical period or that movement. And so you want to get three scholarly sources and two primary sources. And then when you're presenting and teaching us about it, you want to naturally, not in a mechanical way, but naturally bring in the fact that you've been drawing on those scholars, and show us the facts, where you're getting your information from, so to speak, right? So a form of citation in presenting is just to say, you know, when I was studying this article by such and such, and one of the things that really came across to me was X, Y, and Z about the movement, right? So there you're citing the source in the midst of your presentation. The other thing you want to do is expressly show us and talk about some of these primary sources, right? And show that you're being a historian for yourself. You're not just relying on scholars. You are being a scholar. Scholars don't just listen to other scholars, hopefully. They actually study the material from the period they're looking at and make that their focus, in fact. And then debate how to interpret the primary sources is one of the things scholars do. But generally speaking, scholarship, or in a discipline of history, and maybe in any discipline, is all about you as a scholar studying the actual material for yourself, forming your opinion about it, and then seeing and comparing how other scholars have viewed it, and then bringing them in as a comparison or as a help to help you interpret the primary sources. So that's how we do it in history. And that's what you want to do in your essay as well as in the presentation. So what else do I say about here, though? These sources should be directly referred to during the presentation. For each presentation, you'll want to explain the movement or its leader, provide some historical and cultural context, and describe the role of apocalyptic ideas or practices within the movement so that your audience understands the connection with what we have learned in the course. It is very important that you avoid morally judging the figure or movement you are studying, because for the presentation, all you're required to do is learn about the movement to the point where you can teach us about it and use three sources, three scholarly sources and two primary sources. So you're beginning to do what you do in the paper. But no, of course, it's a work in progress. And in other words, you may end up having a totally different opinion about something by the time you write your essay. The topic you chose for your presentation is also the topic you're doing for your research paper, which involves two things. It involves doing a critical bibliography on that same group that you're presenting on, and you prepare an annotated bibliography with at least 10 relevant scholarly sources regarding your topic. I didn't put in here about primary sources, but you'll use as many as you can possibly find that are relevant, but at least 10 scholarly books about it. And that's just a bibliography you submit to show that you're making progress and gathering together very relevant material. What you don't want in there is just general books about a million different things. You want to show that you've really done the hard work of narrowing things down to things that are very relevant to what you're studying. So that's what you do in preparation for doing your research paper. And then there's a description of the research paper here, which we can go into in more detail later because that's due towards the end. The bibliography, week 7. So that's very soon, 2 weeks from now, your bibliography is due. Yeah, so everyone's going to do that bibliography by for November 2nd. And that way you'll be starting to get going on it because in order to do a bibliography, it's not just quickly typing up the books. Everyone's going to be starting their project. This is the only way to do this. It's impossible otherwise. In other words, you got to start reading. You got to start reading an article here or there, looking at their footnotes and their bibliography, finding those articles and books that they talk about in their footnotes, going to the library, finding those, going to JSTOR, finding those, going to what's the other one called, ATLA, finding those databases, and then reading, skimming or reading some of those and looking through their footnotes and bibliography until you start to form a nice bibliography, right? So it involves quite a bit of work. It's not just quickly writing up 10 things, right? It's really thinking and reading and finding, looking through people's footnotes and bibliography to find sources that will get you right on topic and help you most to solve the issue of what that movement was and what it meant and what occurred and sort of what its relevance is for apocalypticism. So that's what that's about. Rosalie had her hand up, and then we'll ask Lucia what she has to ask too. All there is for primary sources, or the main primary source we have, for example, Heaven's Gate, the main source we have is the preservation of their website. Some of you will be, that's one of your primary sources, but in some cases, say the Raelians, they've been around since the 70s, so obviously that's before there were websites. So some of your primary sources would be written things or interviews with the founder of the group from the 1970s, and then also looking at the website that currently exists. So you can almost, you might even be able to say things about the development of that movement in some of your presentations, right? And that would hold for anyone, even if it's not a website related one, that you sort of might see primary sources from different eras of the movement, if the movement's been around for a while, and might be able to say something about that, especially if scholars are talking about the developments. Yeah, so some of the primary sources will be websites. For most cases, though, before 1990s, so that means most people, the primary sources will not be websites. And you do not want to rely on any websites that are judging the movements you are studying, obviously. You only want to deal with a website if it's written by the people you are studying. You do not want to use any websites for any of these projects if it's people who dislike the people you are studying. All right, so I think that, so I've talked about the fishbowl, I've talked about the presentation, I've talked about the essay a little bit and the bibliography that's coming up. We'll have more time to talk about the essay when we get closer to that.